Usually the parking lot and picnic area at Boyden Cavern along Highway 180 in the Giant Sequoia National Monument is packed full of people. But traffic cones and caution tape have blocked the entrance for 2 years. The only life around is the rushing Kings River. Forest visitors like Doug Borba remember how low the river was last year.
It was running then, but you'd probably walk across it then. Not now. It's too dangerous.
Borba's from Tulare, and he's visiting the area with his girlfriend and her family from Texas. He said he would have liked to take them to Boyden Cavern. He's toured the Marble Cave System 4 times.
It was interesting. You go up in and they turn the lights off, how dark it is in there. No, I liked it. It was neat.
Borba wasn't able to hike the trail to the cave's entrance because the rough fire destroyed a wooden bridge on the trail, as well as the generators that power the gift shop and the lights to the cave.
So we were in the 4th year of drought when the rough fire started. And so you're talking dry, really dry vegetation throughout the whole area.
Carol Hallisey oversees the Hume Lake Ranger District. She says the rough fire was the first blaze to jump this portion of the Kings River. We're walking up the paved trail, but have to stop at the burned bridge.
So we need to get this bridge replaced. As you can tell, there's nothing to walk on. It's just an open area across a drainage where there's water coming down.
The bridge is only around 3 feet wide and about 5 feet long. Hallisey says it needs to be fixed before the public can access the cave system. Boyden Cavern is within the Giant Sequoia National Monument boundaries, but it's privately run. Stephen Fairchild has operated Boyden Cavern for 8 years. His family has run it since 1972. He says he could have fixed the trail within 2 months after the fire stopped burning.
But unfortunately, I wasn't allowed to do it that way. And we had to work with the government to get through these very same processes. And that's what's taken quite a bit of time.
Fairchild says slow-moving government bureaucracy has kept the cavern from opening. And the biggest question was over whose role it is to fund the repairs. In an email, 4 service officials say it's Fairchild's responsibility to fix the bridge and to get the area ready for the opening. They also say they're assisting Fairchild with repairs.
Yeah, there certainly was some bureaucracy. I don't understand why it took 2 engineers to rebuild a little footbridge. So there's some things that are confusing to me.
2 years later, Fairchild says communication has improved with the Forest Service. But he's waiting for the agency to approve an amendment to his permit to run the place. If approved, Fairchild says he may get paid any funds he spends back over a 5-year span. He needs to clean up the trail, rebuild the bridge, install generators, and replace a water system. He also has to clean up the cave entry from fire damage and broken cave features destroyed by looters. He says it'll cost around $100,000 to get Boyden Cavern open.
I'm using credit cards now, and I've got a local bank that's known me for years. They're willing to help, even though I can't show income. I do have family who, if necessary, can help me as well.
Fairchild says the greater loss is that many of the skilled employees he usually hires year after year have found work elsewhere.
I'd worked really hard to find good people. People cared about the cave and cared about the customers. That was worth a lot to me. These mountain communities, you know, depend heavily on this seasonal jobs.
If Fairchild receives a permit soon, he says Boyden Cavern could reopen as soon as mid-August. But that'll be a very short window of opportunity for people to visit this year because the season closes in September. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.